If you've been to India, you've probably traveled in an ambassador in the form of a black and yellow taxi from the airport to your hotel. The ambassador is an Indian icon, the first car built by Indians for Indians beginning back in the early 1950s. Hindustan Motors, maker of the ambassador, is faced with declining sales and stiff competition from foreign imports. So it's decided the ambassador needs updating. The new version has been on display this week at the New Delhi Auto Show. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee rides in one. So does the leader of the opposition Congress Party, Sonia Gandhi. In fact, no self-respecting Indian politician or high-level bureaucrat would be caught dead riding in anything else. The Indian government is Hindustan Motors' largest client, buying nearly a fifth of all ambassadors sold. India's taxi drivers swear by the car. It's roomy, it's sturdy, and it's easy to maintain, a near-perfect combination for long journeys on India's bone-jarring roads. But it's also a bit long in the tooth, looks-wise. Picture an aging VW Beetle on steroids. And while the government and taxi drivers are still buying, ordinary people aren't. Competition from flashy new Hondas and Hyundais has left the ambassador in the dust. Hindustan Motors President B.K. Chaturvedi.
Consumers were, giving us this feedback repeatedly that 50 years is a long time, not anymore, we need to do something about it. We had two options, either we make the car look modern as the contemporary cars look, or the second option was that we give it a retro look, moving back in history.
Hindustan Motors chose the second option, counterintuitive perhaps, given customer feedback, and the result is a new ambassador that looks, well, a lot like the old ambassador. While the front end is a little more streamlined, a new grille and new headlights, most of the other changes are inside. Power steering, air conditioning, leather seats, even cup holders. Standard issue on most cars, perhaps, but a gigantic leap forward for Hindustan Motors. Chaturvedi calls the look heritage outside, luxury inside. And he's banking that combination and the car's history will help improve sales.
Besides the functionality, there's also an element of sentimentality in this. The people are sentimental about this car. They relate it with evolution of India, actually, independent India. So there is a sentimental attachment to this car.
At the auto show in New Delhi this week, a lot of people were checking out the new high-end ambassador, slamming doors and kicking tires. Most said it was definitely an improvement, but not enough to make them want to buy one. 18-year-old Vebhan Jain.
This is good, but with so many other cars in the market, I don't think it will give any competition. Only ministers will buy it. They're only the old people, I think, like my father. It has been improved a lot, but still, if it is compared to the new cars, I don't think it gives them a strong competition.
Hindustan Motors is hoping the younger generation will come around and embrace the ambassador just as their parents did. But even if they don't, the Indian government will keep buying, and so will taxi drivers, for whom the basic version of the ambassador is still the most functional, if not the prettiest, car on the road. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.